Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome you out for a wonderful show today, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work hard for your money, but you're ready for your money to start working harder for you so you can actually have the cash flow, the freedom, the prosperity today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now, so you can live the life that you love, to be with those that you love when you want to do it. So welcome you out here again. Thank you so much for sharing the show. Thank you for those guys who posted reviews on iTunes and other places. Hey, I appreciate everything you do and how you guys are a part of this this real movement of being a Rippler, which is someone who's trying to create a ripple effect in their life by first and foremost creating freedom for themselves, and at the same time, while doing that, helping others create freedom too and helping bless others' lives, because as you free yourself, that allows you to be a better servant. This is not just about you consuming the money and living the high life. This is about you having a life of meaning and purpose and power. So welcome again on this show. And I'm excited for this topic today because it's about you guys. By the way, quick reminder, I keep forgetting to tell you this, but if you have questions or you want to check out other stuff, you can go to my website, moneyripples.com. There are blogs and things like that, some excellent topics that are on there that you can definitely check out, as well as my free ebook, Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today, which is great. It shows actually how my average client's freed up, on average, at least $34,000 a year. And now that number's even climbing because of many of you guys have been reaching out and implementing these things. So thank you so much, by the way. Anyways, I want to talk about today because I get so many people lately. And you know, it's interesting because people say, oh, the majority of the world's spenders. And there definitely are a lot of those people out there. But I'll tell you, there's more savers out there. And especially a lot of you guys that have been listening to the show, a lot of you guys are savers. You know, you are of that perspective that you've been saving a lot of money, or you've been trying to save whatever you can. You've paid off debt or have been paying off debt, you know, and you're trying to do everything that you've been told to do that's right. And again, I'm kind of the anti-financial advisor because I've learned through experience and through real life results, not just my own, but everybody else's, what really, truly creates financial freedom. And so many people, so many of you guys have been taught for this for years that the way to freedom is to spend nothing, save everything, sock it away into mutual funds or stocks or wherever, right? Something that a financial advisor will offer you. And that hopefully someday, if there's enough miracle of compound interest and enough time under your belt with the whole time compounding of money, and if you dollar cost average, which is a bunch of baloney and all this other stuff, right? That eventually someday you'll be able to be free too. And you have to be debt free to do that and everything else, right? And I'm here to tell you that that stuff is a lie, an absolute lie. So I want to address this specifically about debt-free, because a lot of times people say, well, you know, my goal is to become debt-free, or Chris, I've heard you talk about, you know, maybe not paying off debt faster, and that, doesn't that seem a little risky to you? You know what, and you're absolutely right. In the wrong hands, anything is risky, isn't it? I mean, come on, like, you know, my kids, you know, a lot of times they're like, you know, my younger kids say, I want to cut the apple. You know, they want to use the sharp knife. And I'm like, oh, heck no. You know, other times I'm like, okay, here, you can put your hand on my hand, but I hope you cut the apple, right? So definitely in the wrong hands, that knife can chop off a finger, you know. But in the right hands, especially somebody who's skilled or somebody even has a little bit of knowledge, it works great. And the same thing is true with money in general. So you got to understand that there's no amount of money that can make somebody financially free. It has absolutely zero to do with the amount of money you have. It's about who you are with that money when you have it. And I've seen plenty of people that have actually, quote unquote, gotten out of the rat race, right? Where their passive income has exceeded their monthly expenses, but they're still living broke. They still aren't free. You have to understand, it's almost much more of a mindset game than it is even a financial numbers game. Now, the numbers need to make sense too, but you have to understand that risk, when it comes to risk and even how you use debt, is all based on stewardship. What kind of steward are you of that money? Are you someone who's likely to gamble it? Because if that's the case, you should have zero debt. Are you someone who's willing to be a good steward, a wise steward of that money? Just like in the Bible, the parable of the talents, where you have those three different servants. One of them buried his talent. He wanted to pay off his debt, right? he wanted to make sure that money was there for the debt, so he buried it so he could pay it back later. The other two actually doubled the money they were given. And those two are the ones rewarded by the master. The one that buried it and paid back his debt, although the debt came back, he didn't lose any money at least. So there wasn't like the fourth servant, right, who blew the money and gambled it away. That would be an interesting topic. But no, this person actually paid off his debt, but still was not rewarded. In fact, he knew what the charge was. The charge was to make more with it. And I will tell you that I believe our purpose in life, we have a charge to make use of every blessing that we've been given. Our time, our talents, even our money, everything that we use to help build others up, to help bless the lives of others around us. Do we make this world a better place or not? Now, see, there's been a bunch of lies taught that get off the principle. Now, I believe in living within your means. I definitely am not a person to talk about gambling. In fact, I believe most of you are bigger gamblers than I am. In fact, I know you are because I talk to you. And you, if you're using a 401k or IRA, you're investing in mutual funds right now, you're a gambler. If you're paying off all your debt, you are a gambler. I'm just being blunt here because it's true. You are doing the very things that create a bigger risk of loss, especially if you don't do it right. Now, if you've been paying off your debt and been saving your money, there is some good to that too, because at least you could be doing worse things with it, right? So it's not like you've been bad. But I'm just telling you that when it comes to risk and how you see it, the risky are people that are savers. Savers and spenders both are at high risk because both of them increase scarcity in their life, and both of them never find true financial freedom. Nobody ever comes out of this and saying, hey, I'm debt free. I think I feel like I can do whatever I want now. No, you still feel trapped by money. And I know because I talk to hundreds of you. So don't tell me this isn't you, because I would take a good look in the mirror and look at yourself and say, yeah, I'm good. Now, if you have a lot of money coming in, you probably say, yeah, debt free feels great. But if money wasn't coming in, if all of a sudden your income stopped right now, would you be safe? Would you feel safe right now? If your income completely stopped and you were just left with whatever you had in savings to live on, would you feel comfortable? And if the answer is no, then this is something you have to consider. And and I know there's a few of you that, of course, you're out of the rat race and fantastic. The question is, can you be a better steward of the resources you currently have? Because some of you guys have overcompensated just by saving a lot. It's kind of like people that go and work out. Sometimes people overcompensate with certain muscles, even though the specific muscles dealing with that exercise strength is underdeveloped. But you'll have other muscles that will compensate, right? They call it recruiting muscles. You recruit other muscles to make up. Your body's amazing. That's why it does. It recruits other muscles to make up for what it can't do. This is why a lot of times in older years, people realize that they start fatiguing, they start having issues, they start having to get knee or hip replacements because they're all out of alignment. They're jacked up. And many people's money is out of alignment too with this. And so let me dig deeper into this principle of debt, right? Being debt-free. Now, the true principle, there is no principle of being debt-free. It's not an actual principle. Debt-free is a strategy. Remember, strategies can change with circumstances and with time. Now, living within your means, that is an actual timeless principle. Really, if you go deeper into that principle, it's really producing more than you consume, right? If you can produce more than you consume, which means you have more income coming in than you spend, you're doing what's right. You're doing well, right? I wouldn't say you're doing perfect, but at least you're doing what you should be doing, which is you should be producing more than what you expend, right? The same is true with debt, living within your means. The big thing that people get caught up in is they think, well, these payments put me in bondage. Well, I got a newsflash for you. You will always have payments. You can never, if you believe that debt, it means that you owe somebody else money, you will never, ever, ever be debt-free unless you live off the grid 100%. Because as long as you use any kind of monetary system, you are paying people expenses. Every time, heck, even if you have your house paid off, do you realize that your house can still be repossessed? Most people think, well, I don't want to be bonded to the bank. I want to own my own home. You don't own squat. First off, you're a steward of resources. Stewards really don't own anything. You don't own anything. Once you die, it's somebody else's, right? You own nothing. You only control and have a stewardship over certain things, but you own zero. So think of this. And by the way, this happened. I just talked to a guy a few weeks ago who actually had his home repossessed when it was fully paid off. And he felt horrible about it. He's like, seriously, he's like, how can someone who has a paid off house get a house repossessed? And he could tell he felt guilty about it. Why did he get repossessed? Because he didn't, at the time, there was, you know, it was going during the recession, he didn't have money to pay the taxes on it. You can't pay the taxes, you get repossessed on. This is why people invest in tax liens. People buy tax liens and they can either, one, get somebody to help pay it off, or two, they foreclose on the property and take it from you. So understand that you never, ever, ever own your house. Despite all the stupid people out there that are saver mentality, by the way, they're all saver mentalities that are giving you financial advice, not steward mentalities. Saver mentality comes out of scarcity. It's never enough. There's always lack. There's fear around it, right? Hey, guess what? You never own your house, ever. You will always pay taxes and you will always be in bondage if that's what you believe is true. Especially if you think it's about spending money or owing somebody money. Every time you go to the grocery store, you owe somebody money. When you get to that checkout line, you're in debt at the grocery store. Understand you will always have expenses. And I'm getting pretty fired up about this because it drives me nuts when people say, well, I don't want to be in bondage. And Chris, that sounds risky. You're already in risk. You're at risk every day. Now, can you minimize your risk? Yes. Now, your real risk has nothing to do with the debt itself. The debt, the balance doesn't matter, because if you had $1 million mortgage and you paid $1 a month, would you really be freaking out about it? Or would you say, hey, worst case, I can at least make the $1 a month payment, I'm good. Now, something in the back of your mind might say, I don't own this house, but guess what? In the back of your mind, you should understand that you don't own it anyways. By the way, if they decide to build a freeway through your house, you realize that through eminent domain, you got to sell your house, you got to get rid of it. If the government says they're going to put a freeway or a road where you're going to be or something like that, it's gone. You've got to sell. They'll try to pay you fair market value, but you got to leave. So understand, you don't own squat. The only thing you have that you truly own is between your two ears, your mind, and what you can create with that. That stewardship is what's really, truly important, is what kind of steward are you with that money? So understand too, banks also have a huge self-interest in training financial advisors and everybody else to tell you the same thing. When you get a loan, when you get a mortgage, do you think they really want you to keep that mortgage outstanding forever? Think of this. Any good investor never wants their money outstanding forever. Any good investor wants to get their money back as soon as possible just in case. They still want to earn interest on it, and they will. But they want that money to come back to them. So banks are the ones that tell you to do this. This is why banks will give you a lower interest rate on a 15-year mortgage than they will a 30. Not because if the truth was that they want to incentivize you to have a longer-term loan, I assure you they would give you a lower interest rate for a 30-year mortgage versus a 15. But they don't. They actually penalize you, so to speak, right? Even though it's not a bad interest rate at all. But they'll charge you a higher interest to make it go out longer. So they'll teach you little things like, hey, you can get a little discount if you just do automatic payments or even biweekly payments, because you'll pay this sucker off faster. By the way, biweekly payments do not work. Biweekly payments actually do not save you squat. They save you a teeny bit of money. But you'd actually be better off just paying that extra 13-month payment, which is all you're doing, by the way, right? You'd be better off just paying that 2 months of worth of payment in 1 month in that first month of the year. So every January when it comes around, pay 2 months of mortgage payments and boom, you'll actually save more than doing biweekly payments where you're forced into it, which I do not like force. I like options. I like choices. The real key to freedom when it comes to cash flow is having options, meaning that you have a lower payment, but you have the option to pay more if you choose. The worst thing you could do is get like these 10 or 15-year mortgages just so you could save, you know, 0.5% interest on your rate and then be stuck with this payment. Because if things go wrong, imagine this, like your income, I said this before, if your income stops, what happens? You're stuck, right? You're stuck. This happened to me during the recession. Understand this. I had that saver mentality. Even though I was learning the steward mentality, I was still acting as a saver. And I put extra money into my house during the recession. I had some money in savings too. Although I did put more money into the house, I had some money in savings as well. Well, when the recession hit and life started making a little curve on me, well, I ate through my savings pretty quickly. You know, that, therefore, after months, it was gone. And then I was running up credit card debts and everything else. So now I was doing the opposite of what I should have done. Now, the money was trapped in the house. I was trying to get it out, but they said, nope, sorry. You're a business owner. We don't want to give you money. So I had 150 grand trapped in my house that could have actually helped me weather through that financial storm. Now, I'm grateful for every experience I had because it taught me a good lesson, is that cash is truly more important. And especially cash flow is even more important than cash. But having cash and having good, positive cash flow is the most important thing. Debt-free is not free at all. And I know because you guys have been reaching out, I've had many of you that actually are debt-free or darn close to it. And still, you start to realize, especially those of you that went debt-free, you're like, okay, well, I have nothing. Or maybe you just have a mortgage left and that's it. And you're starting to realize you have zero cash flow. If income were to stop today, you're broke. In fact, I've seen many of you guys that are what I refer to as asset rich and cash poor. Like, you've got plenty of assets. You got money in all kinds of accounts and places and retirement accounts or wherever else. But it's not creating cash flow for you. This has to stop and change right now. But it will only change when you can change your perspective around money. The reason you're trapped is because you bought into this bill of goods sold to you by banks and institutions telling you to go debt-free so that they would be off the hook faster. In fact, they would love you to pay off your house more, because if the more equity you have, the more incentive they have to foreclose on you. They don't want to foreclose. That's not the business they're in. But they know they have a lot less risk if you pay down your mortgage. That's why a bigger down payment, you get a lower interest rate, right? They're doing that so that you put them at less risk while you take all the risk. Your money's trapped in that house. You can't get to it. You're stuck. You're trapped. Now, you get sued. People could put liens on your house. That's another reason why it's not safe. You know, the best thing you could possibly do is not have it 100% leveraged. I'm not a big fan of cashing out every penny of equity you have out of your house. Personally, I like to leave at least 5 to 10% equity in a home. You know, and that even goes for investment properties. Leave that equity there for that buffer, right? Especially if things turn, you got to sell quickly. It's good to have that little buffer, that wiggle room, right? But the rest of that equity is exposure. It's risk for lawsuits. It's risk for liens. It's risk, really, for having money trapped in a house that does no good for you. You know, I had somebody recently where we looked at their situation. We did look to doing a cash out refinance from their house. And guess what? Not only did it make their monthly payment for them, which they did not have before, they were still paying a monthly payment while trying to pay off their house aggressively over the next 10 to 15 years. But the thing is, we could have their house mortgage paid for and still have extra cash flow every month. You know, I had a client recently where I said, listen, you know, just by leveraging, you know, selling off an investment property and leveraging the equity in your house, you could actually increase this year your cash flow by $75,000 net. Net. That's after the increase in the mortgage payment. $75,000. His goal is, he was hoping in 5 years to free up even just, you know, $5,000 a month, right? Just $5,000 a month. And he was already beating that goal within the first year just by how he repositioned it. Again, it's all about how you leverage assets. Now, some people say, well, where would you put that money? Well, I mean, it depends on you. You know, we could definitely put it into things that, like lending and things like that, where you become the bank, you get paid a contractual interest rate, and then you know how much you're going to get paid each and every month. And you know that, hey, I'm leveraging this and it works. By the way, this is what the banks do to you all day long. Do you understand that if banks are telling you to be debt-free, they don't take their own advice? Go look up. Go to Yahoo Finance or something like that. Look up the fundamentals on a company like Wells Fargo or any kind of big bank, Chase or whatever you look at, and check out their debt-to-equity ratios. And you'll see it's over one. One means that you have as much debt as you have equity, right? Or basically as much debt liabilities as you have assets. But in their case, they have multiples of debt. Why? Because even though they take assets in, they're also lending out money. They can loan out more money than what they have. If you look at them from a personal financial standpoint, you would say, wow, this person is super, super risky. But they're not. They're just wise stewards. They do better with their cash flow than even you do. They know exactly how to make the numbers work in their favor. They know that and they even take some high risk with certain credit cards and loans and things like that, much higher risk than I would ever recommend you guys even look at doing. But they'll do it themselves, and they'll still come out on top. Now, granted, there were some that went that did not. Remember, we had to bail them out 10 years ago. Those are the ones that said they were going to leverage 100 or even 40 to 1. They got approval from Congress to leverage 40 to 1. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac was 100 to 1 leverage, right? So, I mean, even 40 times your debt is pretty crazy. Most banks are at 10 times. They can do up to 10 times the debt. You know, they can do 10 times more debt than they have in assets. Guys, that's craziness, right? That's the thing, guys. It has zero to do with the amount of debt you have or whatever. I think as long, in fact, do this. I mean, I even had somebody I had to explain this before too, where I said, "All right, you're going to cash out even just $100,000 of equity from your house," and I said, "Let's just say you put $20,000 on properties, because I actually do love, if you're going to do leverage, you know, put into real properties, put into something that's a real asset that you know you feel like you have some real claim to." I said, "You know, you could just take out $100,000, buy a property out free and clear in cash, and yeah, you'd cash flow. Or you can take $100,000 out, buy 5 properties, putting $20,000 down on each of them, and get much greater leverage, better cash flow, and assets. And by the way, check out your net worth. Your net worth doesn't change. Because even if you got $100,000 of liability, which is like loans, right? You got $100,000 of liabilities, still, you got at least $100,000 of assets because of equity you put into those properties. And by the way, those properties appreciate, even if they appreciate 5%, well, guess what? You just got 5 times the leverage of that appreciation. That's the power of it. And so, guys, when you're looking at this, like debt, I'm telling you, I meet with you guys all the time. I talk to so many of you. Those of you that are debt-free aren't free, and you know it. You don't feel free because you know you don't have the cash flow. It's about how you create cash flow. If you knew you had ongoing cash flow each and every month, you wouldn't worry about those debts, would you? But if you did the same old thing that every financial advisor and financial expert out there tells you to do, which is save all your money that does not cash flow, you're supposed to live on less than the interest, and then somehow be able to maybe make some mortgage payments, that is risky. That's a very risky scenario. Plus, you're gambling in the stock market. Of course, that wouldn't work. Because if there's a down year in the market and you have debt, that's not a good thing. But what if you could actually buy real assets that have decent returns? You can even forecast and even guess what your cash flow is going to be pretty accurately. Wouldn't that be a lot less risky? And that's what we're talking about here, guys. Like, it's not about how much debt you have or don't have. It's about what's it doing to your bottom line, your monthly cash. Can you afford the payments? Can you live within your means? The thing is, we want to make your means way bigger. If you make your income way bigger than the cost, that's an investment. That's no longer being risky. Now you're creating an investment. You're creating leverage. And for most of you, your key to freedom is that. And so you need to wrap your head around this. You need to really question and say, is that it? And by the way, it's okay to go debt-free at some point. But it might be when you're trying to build your wealth, you cannot afford to try to save your way to wealth. Because I can promise you that I've yet to see people really, truly save their way well to wealth. Now, you can go debt-free. And in fact, I think you could go debt-free down the road. You know, you might have a point where you have that cash flow so far exceeding above and beyond what you need. You could say, you know what? We could reposition some of these assets, sell them off, pay off some of these loans, and then boom, we got free and clear assets, including your own house. And that could be okay if you're there at your number. But if you're trying to get to that freedom number, that number that allows you to be able to work because you want to, not because you have to, where you work by choice, not by force or by life circumstance. Guys, this is your key to freedom. This could be the very thing. Again, not being unwise, not being crazy, just simply being a wise steward of the resources you have. That's all I'm asking you guys, is to be that, to be those stewards, just like in the Bible, in the parable of the talents. Those that went out, just like the one that the servant that had 5 and made 5 more. By the way, that guy that went out and made 10, he actually ended up getting the one of the guy that just buried it. There was a Dave Ramsey fan that buried and paid off his debt. He was the one that got that one because that master knew he could trust him. And that's the thing. You do need to be trustworthy. You do need to find out what's the right kind of assets to buy that are less risky. And I can guarantee the assets you think are risky probably aren't. And then the ones that you don't think are risky probably are. And so there is a good podcast on risk that I did earlier this year. So I would recommend you guys go check that out. But in any case, guys, I want you guys to have lived powerful lives. I want you to have the cash flow and the freedom that you so deserve. because some of you guys are in bondage unnecessarily just because you can't see it based on the old paradigm. That old saver paradigm is broken. It does not work, and I've seen it proven as a financial advisor. It does not work. I want freedom for you guys, and I want you to get it now. I hope you make a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.